Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Bikurim Daf Vav, and we are starting about the third line with the words Tani B'Shem Rab Shimon and the Vilna Sura Daf. It's on Gimel Amud Beis, a few lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Batsav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we're discussing whether or not a woman who descends from Geirim or who herself is a Geiris is allowed to marry a Kayin. And we had four different opinions. The two main ones that we're going to be discussing right now are Rabbi Yossi and Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yossi holds that even if both of her parents are Geirim, as long as she was born as a Jew, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. Whereas Rab Shimon says that even if she herself is a Geiris, as long as she was Megayer before she was 3 years old in a day, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. So now the Gemara tells us, Tani B'Shem Rab Shimon, we have a brass in the name of Rab Shimon, Geiris Pechusim Bas Shalashan V'Yamechad, Shin is Geira, a Geiris who is Megayer younger than 3 years old in a day, K'sher Lekuna, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. And where does this come from? Shemar, because the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is about the Bnei Yisrael's war with Midian. This is after they sent their daughters to entice Am Yisrael, and there was a plague because of that. They killed a whole bunch of people and took many captives. And what does the Pasuk say? V'chol Ataf B'Nashim, Asher Lo Yodu Mishkav Zachar, Hechiyu Lachem. All the young children among the women, meaning all the young girls, that did not know Mishkav Zachar, which means they weren't with a man, you can keep them alive for yourselves. Now we know that a girl who has Bia younger than 3 years old, that's not considered Bia at all. Her Besulim come back, they're Chayzer. And so in essence, the Pasuk is saying that girls who are younger than 3 years old can be kept alive, Lachem, for you. And Reb Shimon is understanding that this Lachem means you can take them as wives. And Pinchas Iman, Pinchas, who is a Kayin, was among these people who were included in this. And so we see that a Kayin is allowed to marry a girl who became a Geiris younger than 3 years old in a day. Now, Rabbanin, what do the other Rabbanin do with this? They understand this pasuk of Hechiyu Lachem, you can keep alive for yourselves, which means you don't have to kill them, you're allowed to keep them as Avadim and Shvachais, but you're not allowed to marry them. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yechanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the halachas are k'Rabbi Yossi, that as long as she's not a Geiris, even if both of her parents are Geirim, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. However, the Kayanim Nagu Silsil Ba'atzman, the Kayanim were Machmer on themselves, k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like K'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, who had said that one of her parents has to be a full fledged Yid and not a Ger. Now, we have a story about this. Chad Kayin Nosav Bas Geirim. There was a Kayin who married a daughter of Geirim, also of the Kumi Rabavo. This story came to Rabavo, Varabai Alsav Sila, and he made this person crouch over a bench because he was going to give him Malkus for doing this. Normally, Rabbi asked Rabavo, Loi Kayin Alfun Rebbe Halacha Krabiesi? Wasn't it taught that Halacha Zoy Krabiesi? And there's no problem for him to marry this woman. So, Normally, he responded, Vloi Kayanim Nagu Silsa Basman, Krabi Lezer Ben Yaakov, weren't Kayanim Machmer on themselves not to marry such a woman like Krabi Lezer Ben Yaakov? So, Normally, Rabibi told him back, Val Minog Loikin, because someone's over a Minog, they're going to get Malkus. So Amalei Rabbo told him, In kach at chom mefayasli, if this is the way that you're mefayas me, that you're appeasing me regarding this, I'm going to stand him up, meaning I'm not going to give him Malkus. And Minda Kaime, once his fellow stood up and he didn't end up getting Malkus, Amalei told Rabbo, Oil v'hotra hartzua, literally this means, since you've undone the strap, meaning you're not giving me Malkus, you're not striking me, afani mutterba, that means that I'm also mutter to stay married to her and I don't have to divorce her. We continue with another story of Yaakov Ra'idi Bar Yishaya. He told over a maisa b'mishpacha b'darim, a story with a mishpacha from the south, Shahayu Karin Alea Irer, that there was rumors about this family that they're not kosher to kahuna. Vishalch Rebbe is Ruminus Labatkan, and Rebbe sent this fellow Ruminus to check this family out. And Umatza, what did he discover? Shenizgayr is a knasa, Pchusim Bashalashan Vyamechod, that the grandmother was Megayr when she was younger than 3 years old in a day, and she married a Kayin. And because of that, there was this rumor that all the descendants were not kosher to kahuna. And after this turns out to be the situation, Vechshir Lekahuna, Rebbe said that all the descendants are kosher to marry Kayhanim. Rabbi Shaya Amar, Rabbi Shaya explained, Rabbi Shimon Echshira. Clearly, Rebbe was Machshir this whole family, just like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon's the one that says that a woman herself who's Megayer younger than 3 years old in a day is allowed to marry a Kayin. However, Amar Zeir, Rabbi Zeir argues and says, over here, this is really according to everybody. Amar Zeir, Rabbi Shimon Rav Ad Bar Achua, and Rabbi Yuda Matiba B'Shem Rav. Rabbi Yuda was inclined to say this in the name of Rav, and Rabbi Vo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Vlad Bageras Kasher, Shehu Beloy Sase, Shaba Mikayach Hase. The child of a Bageras is Kasher because the Isser is a Loy Sase that comes from an Hase. We know that a Bageres is a girl over 13 years old, and she's not considered a full-fledged Besula, because as she gets older, her Besulim start wearing away, and we know that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, as the Pasuk says, V'hu Isha B'Besula Ha'yikach. However, as the Gemara just told us, this is a Loisase that comes from the Kayach of an Ase. Let's just read this inside. The Pasuk tells us, V'hu Isha B'Besula Ha'yikach, and he shall marry a woman in her Besulim, and we learn from here, V'loi Bageres, that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageres, and call Loisase Shaba Mikayach Ase, Asehu. A Loisase that comes because of an Ase is considered an Ase. In other words, the Pasuk doesn't say that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Bageres. That would be a Lois Ase. Rather, it states it as a positive. He should marry a Besula. We just learned from there that he's not allowed to marry a Bageres, but a Lois Ase that comes based off of an Ase is just considered an Ase, and therefore this Bageres that ended up marrying a Kayin Gadol, even though that was Be'isser, the child is a 100% Kasher Kayin. And the Gemara continues with Chavasa. Similarly, when we're talking about just a regular Kayin, the Pasuk tells us, Ki im Besula me'am avikach isha, Isha, only a basula from his nation, he's allowed to marry as a woman. What do we learn from here? Veloy Giyres, a regular kohen is not allowed to marry a Giyres. Once again, what do we say? Kol lois asei sheba mikayach asei, aseihu. A lois asei that comes from an asei is just considered an asei. So you're right. Lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yosi, a kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who she herself was megayer younger than 3 years old. However, since that's only a lois asei that comes from an asei, that's not going to passel her children, and that's why Rebbe, based off of Ruminus's checking into this family, said that really everyone's okay and they're not pasul kohanim. However, Vavam based on top, Hasa Rabbi Shaya, asked the following question: Hare Dar Sheni Shal Mitzri, what about the second generation of Egyptians? Hare Ubalois Ase Shabami Kayach Ase, they have an Isra Lois Ase that comes from the Kayach of an Ase, and Ase who? You want to say they just have an Isra Ase? We know that if a non-Jewish Egyptian man becomes a ger, he's still not allowed to marry a full-fledged Yid, that's based off of a Pasuk. However, the Pasuk does tell us, Dar Shlishi Yaveh B'Kal Hashem, that the third generation of these Egyptian gerim is allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. Now that's an Ase, that's a positive, that the third generation is allowed to marry. What do we learn from this Ase? That there's a Lois Ase that the Dar Sheni is not allowed to marry into the Kahal. However, we do know that if the Dar Sheni does marry into the Kahal, that the children are puzzled to Kahuna. And so here we see, says Rabbi Shaya, that we have a Ase that comes from a Kayach of a Lois Ase, and it has the full Kayach of the Lois Ase. It's not just considered an Ase because the children are puzzled. And that's a question on this whole concept. And Chaz Rabbi Shaya Omar, Rabbi Shaya went back and he said that Loi Dami Ase Be Yisrael Ase Shebekayhanim. We can't compare an Ase that applies to all Yidin to an Ase that applies just to Kayhanim. Ase Shebe Yisrael Aser B'chol, Vase Shebe Kayhanim Aser B'Kayhanim Umotar B'Levim V'Yisrael. In Ase, by Yisrael, namely Mitzriim, marrying to the Kahal, that's something that applies to everybody. That's all across the board Iser, which is much more Chomer, and therefore this has a Kayach of a Lois Ase. Whereas this Ase by Kayhanim, since it only applies to Kayhanim, and it's Motar B'Levim in Yisrael, we're more Mekel with it, and we say it just has the Kayach of an Ase, and not the Kayach of a Lois Ase. And now we continue explaining the Mishnah, HaPetrapin, Va'ever V'Shliach V'Isha V'Chulu. We had said that all these people will bring Bikurim, but they will not be Kairei. And now we focus on Shliach. The Gemara tells us Shliach, when a Shliach is sent to bring Bikurim, he's Mevi Ve'ena Kairei. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shem, Melakish, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yechanan, they say, B'Shelikton L'Sholchan B'Yad Acher. This is talking about where the owner, the Baal Bayis, he picked these Bikurim with intention that he's going to send them with a Shliach. So then the Shliach brings them, but he is not Kairei. Avol M'Laviyam Hu, but if he picked them in order to bring them himself, then Lo Yishalchan B'Yad Acher, he's not allowed to send them with a Shliach. And V'Lo Mechasolah, he didn't explain why that is. However, Rabbi Yonah Mechasolah, Rabbi Yonah had the same quote, but he explained it. Rabbi Zair quotes Rav Ami, who quotes Rav Shem Alakish, who said B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, the B'Shelikton L'Shalchan B'Yad Acher, the Mishnah is saying that a Shliach is only allowed to bring Bikurim if the Baal Bayis had picked them with intention that he's going to send them with a Shliach. Avolim Lichton Levian Hu, but if the Baal Bayis had picked these Bikurim with intention that he's going to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yishalchan B'Yad Acher, he's not allowed to send them with somebody else. And why is that? Shekol HaBikurim Sheniru Litor B'Kriya Ein Niturin Ela B'Kriya. Any Bikurim which were fitting to become permitted through Kriya, through reading the Parsha Bikurim, are not permitted unless the Parshias are read. In other words, here's the difference. When the owner picked a Bikurim intending that he's going to send them with a Shliach, that means from the onset, the moment they're being picked, the Parsha Bikurim was never going to be read, because obviously a Shliach can't read the Parsha Bikurim. It's not his land that the fruits are coming from. And so these fruits are allowed to be sent with a Shliach, and he's maybe Ve'ena Kare. But if the owner of the land, if the Baal Bayis, picked these fruits with the intention that he himself is going to bring them, that means these fruits automatically go into a state that the only way they're able to be eaten is if there's a Kriya, the Parsha Bikurim is read on them. And therefore, the Baal Bayis is not allowed to send them with a Shliach, because a Shliach can't say the Parsha Bikurim, but these fruits need to have the Parsha Bikurim said on them. Now, Amar Rav Mana commented, even though Rabbi Yossi himself didn't say this exact thing, he said something similar. And what is it that he said that was similar? Amar Zeir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeir had told Rabbi Yossi, Noir At, do you remember, Kadis Amris Hadad Rabbi Shaya, when this member of Rabbi Shaya was said in the Beis Medrash, that there's a difference between picking them with intention to send with a Shliach, or picking them with intention for him to bring them? And for Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina had asked, Masnisa Pliga, it seems to be that a Mishnah later on in this parak argues with this. What does the Mishnah say? Hivish Bikurov, if a person separated his Bikurim, Va'achach Machar Sadeu, and afterwards he sold his field, maybe Ve'enoi Kare, he's going to bring Bikurim, and he's not going to do the Kriya of the Parsha of Bikurim. And so it seems to be that we see from the Mishnah that even though he picked them with intention that he's going to bring them and he's going to read the Parsha of Bikurim, now that he sold the field, he can't say the Parsha of Bikurim because he can't say, and the land that you gave me, Vesu Adama Shonasatali, because he doesn't have the Adama anymore. But nonetheless, he's still going to bring the Bikurim, even though, again, from the onset, they were already in the state that they were supposed to have the Parsha read on them. And Kaimuna, he explained as follows, Bishanos and Daitoi Limkar Mishari Shaina. It's talking about where originally, from the beginning, when he was picking them, he intended to sell the field. So that means that when the Bikurim were already designated, they weren't in this state that they had to have the Parsha set on them. And another question question is asked for Tanin. We have a Mishnah that tells us, which is on Amud Beis, the next daf, Yavesh HaMayan, that's the proper gersa, Nikta Tzeilon, that if a person had a field and it was watered by Mayan, by a spring, and that spring dried up, or he had a tree, which is where the Bikurim came from, and the tree got cut down, in both these situations, he's going to be Mevi Ve'enoi Kare. And here we would have the same issue. Originally, when he picked the Bikurim, the Mayan was there, and the tree was still standing, which means that the fruit was picked and it was designated as Bikurim in the state that it had to have a Kriya, but when he gets to Beis HaMikdash, he's not going to do the Kriya. It seems to be, we see from here, that even though they were picked with intention that the Kriya was going to happen, it doesn't have to happen. And here as well, we answer Zayna with Alpha on top. This also is explained as B'yavish Mishari Shaina, where it dried up or got cut down from the beginning, meaning when he picked the Bikurim and designated them, the tree was already cut down or the Mayan had already dried up. Therefore, when they were designated, they were not in this state that Kriya was going to happen to them. So we see from this whole conversation, the Rabbi Yossi says, very similar to Rabbi Yaina, that if the Bikurim were designated with intent that Kriya is not going to happen, so Kriya doesn't have to happen, but if they were designated with intent that Kriya is going to happen, for example, he picked them and he intended to bring to the Beis HaMikdash himself, he is not allowed to send them with a shliach, because in that case, Kriya can't happen. The Gemara continues asking somewhat of a fundamental question, Ukriya ma'akeves, Kriya is ma'akev? Yes, I say the Kriya in order to matter the Bikurim. We know that if a person brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and for whatever reason he didn't end up being kairei, he didn't say the parsha, the Bikurim are still mutter. So what's this whole problem that if he picked them with intention that he's going to bring them himself, he's not allowed to send them with a shliach, because Kriya is not able to happen. Even if Kriya doesn't happen, it's not a big deal. And the answer is, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Haroi L'Kriya and Kriya Ma'akeves. It's only if something is fitting for Kriya, if he's able to say the Kriya, and for whatever reason he didn't, so then Kriya is not Ma'akev. But Bikurim, that technically need a Kriya, because he picked them with intention that he's going to bring them, and now he wants to send them with a shliach, who can't do the Kriya even if he wanted to, so then the Kriya is Ma'akev, and that's why he can't send them with a shliach. We just have one more din regarding sending Bikurim with a shliach. Let's say the Baal Bayis picked a Bikurim with intention that he's going to send them with Shliach A. He's not allowed to send them with a different Shliach, Shliach B. Why is that? Maybe he's going to change his mind and he's going to decide to bring the Bikurim himself and he's going to think, oh, I don't have to read the Parsha, I don't have to do the Kriya, because anyway, I intended to send it with a different Shliach. And obviously, if he decides to bring it himself, he would have to do the Kriya. And so as not to get mixed up and confused, we say that if he picked them with intention to send them with a Shliach, he's got to send them with that Shliach and nobody else. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss who's maybe the Einu Kairei. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.